Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's time for our That's a Wrap segment where we tie up the loose ends from the Cincinnati game before looking ahead to those New Orleans Saints who are 5-0 right now. But Sunday, the Patriots defense does continue to shine. We've been putting a lot of emphasis on the Patriots offense, kind of having their struggles right now. But defensively, Jerod Mayo, a lot of guys looked really good against Cincinnati.
Yeah, a lot of Brandon Spites, who didn't play a whole lot in the Atlanta game, comes up with an interception. It definitely was a force in the run. And, you know, we've talked about the Patriots not being able to get into the end zone in that game. Well, the Bengals really only did once, and even that was, you know, really close to being a goal-to-go stop by the Patriots. You know, they got the D'Amato Pico false start, which pushed the Bengals back 5 yards. They end up regaining that yardage, and then Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, of all people, gets in. But it was another strong performance. Aqib Talib, again, holding a top receiver, limiting him quite a bit. A.J. Green had his moments. He had a couple of key receptions, but Aqib Talib did pretty well. Hey, you give up only 13 points, you're going to win most games. I think it's the first time ever Tom Brady has lost a game in which his defense gave up less than 15 points, I believe is the stat. You're going to win most games when you only give up 13. Patriots defense still coming through. But obviously the offense has to keep up.
No easy task for Aqib Talib the past few weeks. Julio Jones, Vincent Jackson, and then A.J. Green. Well, somebody, Tommy Kelly was, you know, one of the guys who went down in that game. But, you know, Joe Milano, some of those guys, Chris Jones, still stepping up big for the defense. It just seems to be the mentality that this team has carried on all season long.
No question. And Tommy Kelly, clearly a guy that they can't really afford to lose right now. You lose Vince Wilfork. Tommy Kelly right next to him. He goes down in the fourth quarter. Came back into the game, but then hobbled off again. That's going to be the big question mark Wednesday on the practice field over the course of the week. What's Tommy Kelly's status? And regardless of what his status is this a week where the Patriots do bring in some reinforcements on the defensive line? Last week, Wilfork goes down. They added no one. A big boost in confidence, as you mentioned, in Villano and Jones. But if Kelly's questionable, they might have to bring someone else in. And of course, once again, what have we been talking about week after week?
Another storyline that is sure to be the case this week is Rob Gronkowski. Will he play on Sunday against the Saints? Will it be another tight end battle between, you know, Graham and Gronk? Yeah. That's how it always comes down. And what are your thoughts on this? I think this will be the week that we see it.
Yeah, I do as well. I mean, he's now practiced really every day since September 1st. Haven't seen him in these first 5 weeks. Now we're starting to get to that point where this would have been the PUP line of demarcation. Now, if he was on PUP, he wouldn't have been able to practice.
Right.
So that's very important. He's been able to practice. I think this is the week we see him. But it's really become a storyline every week, and there hasn't been any real solid, concrete evidence to think it's going to change. But this is week 6. A home game, yeah, they really need him is really the point, and I think he's ready to go. I think we're going to see him, but we'll have to wait and
see. You'll see some shifts in that red zone efficiency, I think, if you have Rob Gronkowski back in the lineup.
And you mentioned that Graham versus Gronk. Right. Graham is having an unbelievable season.
Right.
Should be the two premier tight ends in the league for the last 3 years in the spotlight on this field. Pretty high-powered offense by with the Saints, and Graham's a huge part of it.
Right, so it's time to flip that page, get ready for the New Orleans Saints, which will be no easy task through Drew Brees and company coming here to Gillette Stadium on Sunday. That will wrap it up for Brian and myself from Gillette, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.